Good phrases. Tackle. Address.
The key to.
Heavy fines.
Prison sentences.
Deter dangerous driving. BBC. A group of guests will be invited to the programme to discuss whether the traffic laws are enough to deter dangerous driving.
Fear of strict punishments.
Avoid repeating their mistakes.
Follow traffic rules.
Take training courses.
Raise their awareness of driving safety.
Develop good driving habits.
Improve road signs.
Speed limits.
Unsafe road conditions.
Public transport services. Telegraph. A significant part of the new budget will be spent on public transport services, such as buses and underground trains.
Some people argue that strict punishments for driving offences are the key to reducing traffic accidents, while others believe that other measures would also be effective in improving road safety. Discuss both these views and give your own opinion.
The number of traffic accidents has been increasing in many cities. People have different views about how to tackle this problem. Some people believe that strict punishments are the key to improving road safety. Strict punishments such as heavy fines and even prison sentences can effectively deter dangerous driving. People will drive more safely due to fear of these punishments. Drivers who have been punished for their driving offences will also try to avoid repeating their mistakes. As a result, drivers will follow traffic rules more carefully, which can help to reduce traffic accidents. Others argue that other measures can also be used to make roads safer. Drivers can be required to take training courses on driving safety before they take the driving test. This can raise their awareness of driving safety and help them to develop good driving habits before they start driving on the road. Also, governments can hire experts to improve road signs. For example, clearer road signs can be designed and installed to remind drivers of speed limits or warn them about unsafe road conditions. In addition, governments can reduce traffic accidents by providing more funding for public transport services. If more people take public transport rather than drive their own cars, there will be fewer cars on the roads, which can also help to reduce traffic accidents. I personally believe that while strict punishments can deter dangerous driving behaviour, a variety of other measures, such as educating drivers about driving safety and improving public transport services, should also be taken to reduce traffic accidents and make roads safer.